Okay, pray again. This is a proposal, wherever it comes from. I have read and followed discussions about ISKCON, the Krishna Consciousness Movement, in India versus in the West, where there seems to sometimes appear certain conflicts, as it seems, or rather differences. And, well, in several different ways. And some see the need for, you know, in Western devotees see the need for westernizing the Krishna Conscious Movement. In other words, while retaining, of course, the essence of the Vaishnava teachings, not necessarily adapting the Indian, how to say, cultural traits like dress code and this and that. But again, focusing on the practicing of bhakti yoga and the spreading of bhakti yoga. So, which Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada also wanted and indicated that he wanted to do at certain points, at one point. So, and then in India, the need for sticking to and maintaining the traditional Indian Vedic standard. One thing that we discussed these last past days was, for instance, the sannyasi ashram, which again makes sense in India and is probably why Srila Prabhupada gave his young disciples sannyas in the first place for missionary purposes in India, but doesn't make much sense in the West, in the eyes of many, including yours truly here, and also judging from ample evidence from history, in the West, at least I think most countries in the West, that kind of monk life seems odd and awkward and, if not bizarre, to some extent, especially when it gets obvious how young men taking on that sannyas dress and all the what it includes, and then proving not to be able to live up to it, as we all know. Yeah. I mean, no need to prove that this is going on. So, someone even, I don't know, hinted at or expressed some kind of, I think, not fear, but caution there that maybe there will be some, in the worst case, some split between India, ISKCON India and ISKCON West. But then I'm thinking, and I've been saying recently that just as Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati established the Gaudiya Math with several branches, of which ISKCON is one, ISKCON itself could very well branch out into several, you know, go into several branches which are adapted to different, for instance, countries and so on, parts of the world, different kinds of people. Why not? And all that is required then is a little bit of a deeper, higher understanding among devotees that this is okay. That there might be differences between different groups and branches like that, while still we all remain rooted in the same tree. We're all Gaudiya Vaishnavas, but also all Vaishnavas. And of course, everyone who live is really, when it all comes down to it, a devotee of Krishna, part and parcel of God, being eternally in a loving relationship with God and so on. So, rather than fearing a split, why not facilitate and allow and build such different branches, and rather allow them to grow as they naturally appear? Oh, here we have differences between India and the West, so why not just have it like that? ISKCON India, ISKCON West. Or Krishna West, Krishna North, Krishna South, and Krishna East. I mean, I think that would be nice. It would make it much easier, actually, have a healthy Krishna conscious movement that can grow naturally without devotees feeling pushed into unnatural, awkward circumstances which makes life difficult for them and which also makes it more difficult to do what we're here to do, namely to spread Krishna consciousness to every town and village in wherever place we are. So that's my proposal. And also, of course, to see again ISKCON as one branch of the Gaudiya Math. And I think it is, the time is ripe for all the branches of the Gaudiya Math to acknowledge their common roots, and although maybe having different flavors and ideas about things, still being friends and cooperate where we agree. Again, rather than bickering and quarreling where we disagree. So, and the same with all the four Vaishnava Sampradayas. And I think that's not only needed now, but also possible and realistic.